Like Ryan, Songwriter Showcase finalist RJ Cowdrey also makes it a priority to attend the Song School before Folks Fest.
I love the peer companionship, the community. You get to learn nuggets of all kinds of great instructors who might tell you their secrets, and just a place to kind of a retreat, really, for me to come and just relax and work on new songs, old songs, and just, you know, be with my like kind, you know, my people. I think I've gotten a little better over the years trying to write just from the heart, and then the way I'm able to communicate it is how it reaches other people and it touches people's and makes it part of their own. It's not yours anymore, really, after you've recorded it and sent it out there in the ether.
RJ Cowdrey from Columbus, Ohio.
Just want to get this clear. I'm not Susan Boyles. I'm not Susan Boyles. There ain't nothing in this mirror I want to see. There's no good times or laughter, just a hard line looking back at me. And I feel the anger boil inside my veins. Well, you can trace it with your fingers along the ragged edge, and the battle scars grow deeper the farther down you dig. And I wear them like trophies upon this hallowed face. Far away, far away, oh, take me far. Oh, I've been down to the river and I've washed from the well, and I've had one too many brushes with hell. And all this living is surely killing me. And I don't get much sleep at night, and I don't even care. I just stand back and watch while my body lies there, tossing and turning, fighting off the grave. Far away, far away, oh, take me far away. If you ever find yourself in my part of town, well, don't worry, boys, I'm gentle, I'm all broken down. This time has taken its share of me, 'cause I can see it in this mirror, I can feel it in my bones, and I know it won't be long before I'm dead and gone. And all this misery will fade. Far away, far away, oh, take me far away. Far away. Hey.
R.J. Cowdrey, performing at the 2011 Rocky Mountain Folks Fest as one of the 10 finalists for the Songwriter Showcase.
From New York, New York, Caleb Hawley.
Hello, hello. Well, it's an honor to be here. It's great to be here because I've been coming to this festival since I was like 15. And I wrote my first song, Waiting in Line, because my parents forced me to wait in line because they wanted to sleep. And I wrote it there, and I think that I probably submitted that song ever since. So I'm glad to finally be here, and I wanted to, you know, do a song about persistence since that was the key. This is called Other Side of It All. Years ago, the early 30s, there was trouble. A whole nation of discouraged people. Two lefty arm made a deal, and we moved along. But today, I'm still seeing worry on the people's face. The banks took our confidence out of this place, and there's no money to make. We'll find our way. Everything is gonna be okay. It always is. Cause ever since the world began, when the people go down, yeah, they get right back up again. I know that it's hard to imagine, but it's gonna happen. I'll see you on the other side of it all. Yeah. Sha-la-la-la. There's a town in Germany that had to build a wall. They couldn't get along, so they just divided it all. But then they tore it down, and they moved along. But still, across the map, there's all this tension building. A whole world living by divisions, well. But I like to think it'll change. You know, I've seen it happen before, so I wouldn't close your mind just yet. Oh, and ever since the world began, when the people go down, yeah, they get right back up. And I know that it's hard to imagine, but it's gonna happen. I'll see you on the other side of it all. I know it can seem like forever, but in a span of it all, you know it really ain't too long. Cause we've been from slavery to freedom, enemies, and now we need them. And arguing the final reason of it all, yeah. Ignorant to accepting, out of touch to connecting, blown up to erected, underdog to elected, followers to leaders, illiterate to readers, skeptics to believers. We got millions of meters. So how's everybody still talking on the world's going down, 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 down? When the people go down, yeah, they get right back up again. I know that it's hard to imagine, but it's gonna happen. I'll see you on the other side of it all. Since the world began, when the people go down, they're gonna get right back up again. I know that it's hard to imagine, but it's gonna happen. I'll see you on the other side of it all. Thanks a lot. Thank you. That was a good time. This is fun. So I've been living in up in Harlem in New York City. Any New Yorkers in the crowd tonight? This morning? Yeah. I've been living. Well, so funny back there. I've been living in Harlem, and I had last summer this girl in my neighborhood. She drew me this picture, and it was me and her and my dog Fargo hanging out. Except she drew me black, which was a dream come true. Really, I was very honored, but I was also thinking about it, and I thought back to when I was her age. She's about three or four. and about, you know, when I didn't see people as different in any way. So I wrote the song for her. It's called Seeing Colors. Well, I remember being your age, living in the melting pot. University village showed six countries to each block. And there were kids from all places, but I never recognized. Oh, Curran wore a turban, and Wong had slanted eyes. Well, I don't know when things changed. Could have been the third grade when Mr. Johnson told a joke about how Wong got his name. And he told us that his family did not belong in this place. It was what his father told him when he was our age. So child, put your crayons in the box, 'cause I don't want you seeing colors. When you're growing up like I am, I don't want there to be others. 'Cause our parents got it wrong, and their parents did too. And it built this bitter barrier between me and you. Well, I moved myself to Harlem when I was 21. A place I could afford was my only intention. But some people there pretended there was a battle to be won. They told me to leave for what my grandpa's daddy done. And my great-grandfather, I don't even know his name. So how is this my fault? Why am I taking his blame? And as I stood there on the corner of Malcolm X and MLK, I thought they wouldn't have been proud if they'd have been there on that day. Child, put your crayons in the box, 'cause I don't want you seeing colors. When you're growing up like I am, I don't want there to be others. 'Cause our parents got it wrong, and their parents did too. And it built this bitter barrier between me and you. Thanks a lot, you guys. Thanks for having me. Thanks for listening. My name's Caleb Hawley.
The Songwriter Showcase is open to artists who write and perform original music and are not currently signed to a major recording or publishing deal. So if you've got a guitar case full of songs, start thinking about it. There were almost 500 entries that arrived last winter, and a panel of music industry experts had to cull it down to these 10 fantastic finalists. They are judged on a basis of quality of composition, quality of vocal rendering, and quality of delivery.
And Caleb Hawley, who we just heard, was the songwriter the judges chose as having the most of all of those qualities. As the winner of this year's Songwriter Showcase, he'll be back in 2012 with a set on the main stage. We don't have time to listen to all the finalists for this year's showcase. You can hear all 10 of them on our website. We do have time to hear just one more, though. This is Annabelle Chavostik. She's unique for her presentation of songs on the mandolin and fiddle. I asked her if she found songwriting to be cathartic.
Yeah, songwriting is very cathartic. It's this moment when emotions can well up in an amazing capacity and then be shaped into something that is so tangible and can be shared. And, you know, when I first started songwriting and playing the songs for people, I was so nervous in a way because it felt so personal. And it felt like this is just me singing about, you know, I don't know, stuff that has nothing to do with anyone. But then the more personal it was, the more it it meant so much to other people. And I remember like someone coming to me to me at a show afterwards, and with tears in her eyes saying, "You just sang my life," and you know, it was like, wow, that's crazy.
From Montreal, Canada, please welcome Annabelle Chvostek.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here on this legendary stage. I'm going to start with a little song that I think some of you may know, much thanks to the fantastic business skills of my former bandmates, Nikki and Ruth. It's called The Devil's Paintbrush Road. Song, things attached with glue, live and die and gone. June flowers are so bold on the devil's paintbrush road. The devil paints a double life and there I dare not go. Live and die and gone, live and die and gone. The devil paints a double life, live and die and gone. Live and die and gone, live and die and gone. Devil paints a double life, live and die and gone. I'm not the cheating kind, it snuck up from behind, kicked in the door to someday I can't get it off my mind. All or nothing now, might as well be true, and leave the dream of hearth and home that never will come through. Live and die and gone, live and die and gone. Leave the dream of hearth and home, live and die and gone. Live and die and gone, live and die and gone. Leave the dream of hearth and home, live and die and gone. Sweet wild road ahead, sweet wild road ahead. If I lied and said that all was well, I might as well be dead. Single I was born and single I will die. I'll marry myself to the whole wide world and never make her cry. Live and die and gone, live and die and gone. I'll marry myself to the whole wide world, live and die and gone. Live and die and gone, live and die and gone. I'll marry myself to the whole wide world, live and die and gone. Paints a double life, live and die and gone. Live and die and gone, live and die and gone. The devil paints a double life, live and die and gone. Thank you very much. I want to thank the organizers and all the volunteers at this festival and everybody who's making it happen. And thanks so much for having me here. Yeah. This is a song called Resilience. The resilience of heart. Bash it to bits, a fresh new start. All the shattered pieces snap back together. Hold it in your hands, a that leather, hold it in your hand. This crush in my body, tastes of salt water and blood. The one who tugs the hardest is the hardest to love. But that's just it. It's how it is. I'll throw it if you catch it. I got lots more to give. I'll throw it if you catch it. Thank you very much.
Annabelle Chavostic. She wrote an interesting online journal entry about the competition, how she was unsure about going and the whole idea of competing with other artists. In the end, she came in fifth place and felt her ego bruised, even though she felt all the finalists were, quote, really good. The magic of Planet Bluegrass was evident in the last paragraph of her blog post, though. She says, I made some new friends, saw some amazing music, and found myself committed to finding my way back to Colorado, to continue my participation in the flow of culture that I had been invited to take part in. There were circles of song everywhere, and the welling of love that happens when people come together to be moved by music. Redemption was in the babbling river I was camped directly beside, the color of the rocks that form the natural amphitheater of the festival, and the sweet corn and squash blossoms fed me by my camping neighbors.
Lord, babe, look at me. I don't know what I'm doing. Spend my time. Watching them wash away. Don't know where I'm going today. I drink too much.
I'm Jen Hitt, and we've been listening to the Planet Bluegrass Song School and Folks Festival, which happens every August in Lyons, Colorado. Thanks to Planet Bluegrass staff Brian Eister and Jerry Neuberger for making this program possible. If you'd like to see photos, watch a video of the tarp running, or listen to all 10 of the songwriting finalists, please visit bluegrasscountry.org and click on Capital Americana. Thanks so much for listening.